It's tea time again. You are welcome to join me around the table as we feast from God's Word. It is our prayer here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church that this podcast will teach, encourage, and admonish us ladies to be the wives and mothers that He has designed us to be. May He overflow our cups today from His Word. Ladies, we have looked at the sanguine, choleric, and melancholy child. I wanted to help those mothers listening who have a melancholy temperament. And the reason why I can do this is because that is one of my temperaments. The other is phlegmatic, in which we'll go over that next week. But I have just seen in my own life with the weaknesses of the melancholy that we went over last week, if you'll recall those, some issues that it's caused as being a parent. How, because I'm so detail oriented and I like things in order and planned, but if I plan and have everything just how I want it all the time, that can cause problems because our children are all different, right? And yes, we all every day need to raise our children in the admonition of the Lord. But we can get our temperament in the way and cause bitterness in our child if we're not careful. So like I said, melancholy is one of the temperaments that I was born with. I have to be spirit-filled in our home, not to be all those negative things that we talked about. To be a melancholy mother or parent, we can be critical of things to be a certain way. We know what's right and in order, and then we push for those things to be that way. I have to deal with that every day. All of us has different temperament issues that we have to ask the Lord to help knock down out of us every day. I love order and things to be done a correct way, but I cannot let this overtake my life and my home. You know, life is not perfect. We are not perfect, but the Lord is. And the reason why I want to bring this out is because, like I told you statistically last week, almost half of the general population have melancholy temperaments. So I'm sure at least half of you listening to me has a melancholy temperamentism. And I just want to be encouragement, like I said to you today. So mama, don't major on the minor. And that's just like the weaknesses that I spoke of a melancholy child last week, is that they make a mountain out of a molehill. And I do too sometimes. I have to step back and realize, is this really that big of a deal, Leslie? No, usually not. So I have to every day in the morning ask the Lord, start off my day and ask the Lord to help me. And we all do with whatever our temperaments are. But we have a lot of rules as Christian parents. And we should, based upon the scriptures, to have boundaries for protection for our children. But we just need to make sure that we're not, our rules are not a preference or how we think they should be, instead of a biblical authority and a biblical perspective. If your little girl, like, just for instance, if your little girl wants to wear a princess dress to Walmart, as long as it covers her and is modest, why is that bad, really? I remember my girls growing up, whenever they were little, they would want to wear this gaudy, ugly jewelry. But hey, I thought it was sweet. Is it going to matter that they wanted to wear that big beaded necklace? No, it made them feel pretty and enjoy that they like those things while they're young. I miss those days. So no, it's not going to matter. You know, we have to be careful because we give so many rules. Those little minor things don't really matter. Let me give you another example when they get older. Victoria, my sanguine, that has a sanguine temperament. She's 12. So Jonathan and I had to meet with a pastor and his wife yesterday. So her and Olivia went to Walmart. So while they were there, Victoria thinks that she should buy a kit to put these nail tips on and some kind of nail dip. I have no idea. But anyway, so when I got home, Victoria was upset because she put this this nail dip stuff on her nails, and it was a mess. And I could have fussed at her and said, "Victoria, what were you thinking? Why didn't you ask me first?" And I did tell her that. Why didn't you ask me first? And Jonathan just looked at me because I'm thankful that the Lord knew who I needed as a husband, because Jonathan just looked at me. I knew what that meant. It was not a major thing. So I said, "Victoria, it's okay. You just want to be pretty, don't you?" And she shook her head. And I said, "You are beautiful. Mama can help you fix it. It's going to be okay." And so at this time in her life, Victoria, she wants to, I'm thankful she wants to be feminine, and she wants her nails to look pretty. So I could have fussed at her and said, "What were you thinking? Those nail tips, that looks terrible." And it kind of did. But I just said, "We're going to fix it." So now that things like that can drive me crazy in my flesh, because I think, what about all the germs underneath those nails? And bless her heart, that is so messy looking. But like I said, I just told her, "Hey, we're going to work through this. We're going to do your nails right. Mama will help you." But I really, today, what the Lord put on my heart is something that happened in school. I don't know all of you, that if any of you homeschool your children, listen. But as a melancholy mother, if you homeschool your children, just be aware to walk in the Spirit, because not every one of your children that you school are going to be melancholy, more than likely, if you're homeschooling. So Madeline has, one of her temperaments is melancholy. Olivia, like I said, is a choleric, and Victoria is sanguine. So me and Madeline homeschool awesome together because we have the exact same temperament. Okay, so it's a breeze for us. But with Olivia, with a choleric, she wanted things done her own way. Now, I didn't let her be rebellious teaching, but I had to learn the style of teaching that she learned more easily. And I remember a day that we butted heads a lot in school because she was so headstrong. And I'm not telling you not to discipline your children, okay, Mom? I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is not to provoke your children. And I was doing this in school, homeschool, and I had never learned, read any of these temperament books at this time. My lady was, I can't remember what grade, she was really young. And I remember, I can take you back to the place in her room when we were homeschooling. I was about to scream, and I was so frustrated with homeschooling with her. And I was majoring on the minor things. I want her to do school and do her lesson exactly like I told her, because it was right. Instead of stepping back and teaching her from a different perspective and listening and maybe saying, "Okay, Olivia, how do you see this?" To understand her perspective, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart that day and to love Olivia. And I'll never forget it. And that I was trying to make Olivia to be me and who. And I was comparing her to Madeline and how Madeline taught. "Why can't you do this?" And I was hurting her little confidence. I was hurting it. And the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart so strongly and said, "Love my child." And she was, Olivia's mine. But I, the Lord so sweetly spoke to my heart to look at Olivia through his eyes, and I'll never forget it. And from that time on, because I asked the Lord to help me that day in school, he did. He convicted me, and he spoke to me that I needed to look at Olivia through his eyes. So I apologize. I started crying, and Olivia looked over at me and said, "Mama, what is wrong with you?" And so I said, "Olivia, this Lord just spoke to my heart, and I'm sorry for hurting you. And that, could you show me how you see this lesson? And could you show me how, what helps you to understand this?" And I want to tell you that from that time on, no, not every day was perfect homeschooling, but I allowed the Lord, I asked every day, "Lord, please help me to see Olivia through your eyes and help her, this precious gift that I have and that you've given me to train her to be who you want her to be. And so the Lord helped me from then on. And you know what? It wasn't long after that that Olivia got saved. And that from then on, I told you that the Holy Spirit indwelling in her started doing a marvelous work in Olivia's life. And from then on, it was different. No, we didn't have, like I said before, every day wasn't perfect. I got frustrated because, hey, Olivia's headstrong. But I just remember that I can guide her to use this for the Lord's glory, or I can get aggravated try to make her be like me. And praise the Lord, she's not like me, because none of us are good. We all have to allow the Holy Spirit to indwell in our life and to work in our lives. So as I end this podcast, I know it's shorter today, but I wanted to give you this verse. I want to look at this verse in and up today, Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. And you know, I heard Brother Jeremy Simpson teach on this and preach on this one time, and that it was a different perspective than that how all of us look at this verse usually. You know, Proverbs is not a promise. Proverbs, in the book of Proverbs, it's written by Solomon, the wisest man that's ever lived on this earth, and it's precepts. It's wisdom. Practical advice that we should try to mold our lives to, because it helps life better, because it's to be better, because it's wisdom and precepts for our lives, but it's not promises. So we need to gain wisdom, like I said, because it helps us in life. But if I started breaking down that verse and I looked up the meanings of those words, and so to train up means to narrow, or to narrow the focus, to narrow the road, not a complete certain way, but to narrow your child's vision. So I think about looking down a road, not to have like a 6-lane road or an 8-lane road, but to narrow it down to a two-way road, and that to narrow that road down. The way means the course of life. So to narrow the road to the course of life and the way they should go, that means the mouth or taste and what their fullness will be in life. And to depart means to turn aside, not to turn aside. So you look at that verse again, to train up. So that means to narrow your child's focus, to narrow their vision in the course of life, to taste and their fullness should be the way of the Lord and His word and His precepts. That way when they're old, they won't want to turn aside from it, because they're focused and their character was molded and focused on the Scripture and the way of the Lord. As parents, that's what we need to do, is to narrow our children's focus. So my daddy told me that after I was born, it's quite a bit different then, but after they got me cleaned up and after delivery, the first thing that my mama said whenever she saw me was, she is her own little person. You know, I'll never forget daddy telling me that mama said that about me, because what my mama was saying is that Leslie is who she is. Mama was saying, I have the privilege to train this little person who God wants them to be. Mama wasn't saying when she saw me, I'm going to train this person to be another Kathy. That's my mama's name. What she's saying is, I want to train Leslie to be who God wants her to be, because she's on her own little person. Some melancholy parents, remember that we can't clone our children to be who we are. Thank the Lord that my children aren't, because goodness, there's nothing good within me. The only thing that's good within me is that the Lord saved me and changed my life. But we don't need to clone our children to be the ideals that we think they should be. But based on the Scripture, we need to base, and we need to train our children based on the Scripture. If they are not a melancholy child, we'll cause them to be bitter. You know, a melancholy child will get along with you good if you're a melancholy parent, because they like that structure. They like that bound. They like that. But if they're not, then we can cause them to be bitter. So we need to narrow their focus, love them, and walk in the Spirit. So Galatians 5, 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So each day, let's walk in the Spirit and remember to have love, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against there's no law. I'm not saying not discipline your children. You train them in the way. Now they're focused in the way of the Lord. I just want to encourage you, those things that I struggled with as a melancholy parent, I wanted to help you today. That even though that day that I never read this spirit-controlled temperament book, but you know, we don't have to have a book. All we need is the Word of God to train our children, and that we ask the Lord to help us through the Holy Spirit each and every day. I pray this was a help to you.